Okay, we're up to Perek Mem Pasuk Ches. Perek Mem Pasuk Ches, we're continuing. Everyone should have two pieces of paper here. If you don't have this on the front table. So one is from yesterday, one is from today. The one from today, it says page 3. Page 3 in the middle of the page. We're still on page 2. It doesn't say page 2, but we're still on that page where there are 5 illustrations. The other one has 6. And Pasuk Vayomides Ulam Hashar Mibayis Konechot. The malach, every time it says here that a measurement is being made, it refers to the malach. The malach is making a measurement, and it's measuring the mashar mehabayis. From the inside, it was one measuring rod. Remember what we're doing. Our style here is to read the mitzudos and to read the radak, but not to focus on the details, because the illustrations are purely according to Rashi, and the radak. The Radak is not like Rashi, and the Mesudos is not like Rashi. And in fact, the Malbum, if you know the Malbum, almost every Malbum here is coming to challenge Rashi. He says Rashi doesn't make any sense. And he tells you why it doesn't make any sense, but the problem is the Malbum does not give you another interpretation. He just rips apart Rashi, and at least what I've seen, maybe at the very end, but at least everything, he just says, what are you doing, Rashi? You're taking here, there, going, well, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. And he just leaves it hanging. Okay, so obviously it is everything is, we're just doing according to this interpretation.
His message is, if you don't know, just say you don't know.
Okay, well, Rashi seems to know. Rashi.
Well, he's on his opinion, but he disagrees. He says you should just say you don't know. That's what I mean.
Everything is subject to interpretation. Like even I was talking to Rav Meir yesterday. So Rav Meir, we were talking about the Bayis Sheni. So Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation where there are so many models and there are so many illustrations, there are so many Sfarim that describe in very great detail the Tzura of the Bayis Sheni. Go to Eretz Yisrael, and I'll show you here, there are different, wherever you go, there's Sfarim books. All of these, all of the models and all of the various illustrations, 95% of them are according to the Tiferes Yisrael. He was Zoicha that his interpretation got into all the books. But the Rambam has a very, very different understanding of Tzura of the Bayis Sheni. And about 15, 20 years ago, this individual, I think from London, his name was Rabbi Livinoni. I know his son. His son is a massive Talmud Chacham. He's one of the biggest experts today in the laws of Ribbis. I was zeichet to sit near him in Tarvadas in the back room. He used to sit there, and he wrote a sefer, very chashuvus of my father. My father used the sefer a lot, quite a bit. My father had a lot of respect for this person. He's a young person, and Livinoni. His father. Is does not live in America. I think his father was in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know.
He's a Hungarian. His name was Weiss.
Weiss? How does Weiss go to Livinoni? Lovon? Weiss is white and Lovon Livinoni. The relation between Weiss and Livinoni. Whatever it is. So he built a model, and the model was turned into a very nice coffee table book on the Bayis Sheni, Lefi the Rambam. Not Lefi the Tiferes Yisrael. And I actually saw the model. They had it in Deutsch in his museum. I think he had the model. He had the model there for a period of time. And I have the book. I have both. I have the original book. It was a big, big coffee table book. And then that's no longer in print. No one wants to buy that. So now they put it in a small little book. They miniaturized the entire thing. And according to the Rambam, after you're brainwashed your whole life learning the Bayis Sheni, Lefi the Tiferes Yisrael, and you learn, and you look at his safe, and you go through the picture, Lefi the Perish of Mishnais Laharambam, wow! It's a whole new world. It's completely different. Everything is different. Everything, from beginning to end. And we're not familiar with this because all the picture books are all forced upon us according to one interpretation. Yeah, the same thing with the tabernacle. Remember the olden days? The olden days, there was only one book for the Mishkan. That was it. It was the tabernacle. Okay, the tabernacle was beautiful. It was an amazing thing to do at the time. I think I was like probably like in the first or second grade when it came out. Tabernacle. And it was a big craze, a big sensation. People couldn't afford it. Who could afford to buy the tabernacle? And everyone used to pore over it and study. And then, for many years, there was no competition. And when did the first competition first come into being? Maybe even 20, 30 years later. I'm not even joking. Until maybe... Then these people start putting technology allowed to put books, and they put out other things. Wait a minute. This is not the way I remember it from first grade, from the tabernacle. And then the more you study, the more you realize, you know, not everything is so simple. There are many different opinions as to what it looked like. Art school came along, and art school really... Art school then, no, they came along, they put out, you know, the definitive version of the Mishkan. It's a gorgeous, I mean, it's spectacular. Spectacular, the Mishkan, the art school Mishkan. First of all, so a coffee table, and then they miniaturized it. And now you can cannot get it for free. It's amazing how things change. They printed, before they printed, you know, the Gros Gadolos like this, the big fat ones, they printed like for a school edition, just a Chumash Rashi, five volumes. And in the back of Chumash Shemos, they put Kimat the entire Mishkan book. It's amazing. And then they gave away the Chumash for $10, even less. They gave it away. They wanted to, so for $10, they would sell the Tabernacle book for $75, the Mishkan book for $75. And then like 3 years later, they were selling Chumash Shemos, Hebrew only, not the Mikros Gedolos, a Hebrew-only Chumash Shemos, just Chumash Rashi, beautiful, beautiful print, Chumash Rashi, and in the back they have all these amazing charts, amazing thing they put together in the back. They threw in Kimat, the whole Mishkan book is thrown in for free in color in the back of the Chumash Rashi and Shemos. And it's remarkable. It really is remarkable. They have a beautiful picture of Rabbi Slatowicz showing, I think, Rabbi Yashiv, Zech Tzadik Levracha, and a beautiful picture of showing Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is going through the pictures. He's very impressed at what they did. But that's also, you look very carefully, you know, it's also they're picking and choosing. So when it comes to the Bayis Sheni, Mishkan and the Bayis Sheni, even though we're more familiar, people who are into this, you're familiar from you grew up, they taught you one way, you have to appreciate there are many different understandings, many different opinions, exactly even the most simple thing of what it looked like. What exactly did the Mishkan do? How to interpret the Pesukim in the Torah, how to interpret the Pesukim in the Sefer Melachim, and it's not all, how to interpret the Gemara, the Mishnayis, the Mesech, the Midas, and the Gemara, Mesech, the Yoma, it's not all that simple. Al Achas, Kam V'Kama, Ben Beneshul Kal V'Chemer, when it comes to the Bayis Shlishi, where really everything is up for grabs. And what we're learning over here is just like one opinion of many impossible interpretations. We're learning like Rashi, and as I said, a lot of the Farshim on the page itself, there's not much drush here. I just try to find some ideas to bring out some Yisaydas and Hashkaf and Musar or Halach even, and there's really not very much. Everyone is just into the technicalities, and most of the Farshim, they're basically trying to show that Rashi is not fit into the Peshuta Shel Mikra. That's really the gist, what I'm getting from trying to decipher this here together with you. But in Pasuk Ches, let's first see, we're just going to run through the Mitzvot and the Radak just very quickly. But we're going to try to focus more on Rashi to try to get more of an appreciation according to Rashi, what Rashi means, at least according to this Sefer, and Pasuk Sefer, the Tavnis Habayis, how he presents it with these images, with these diagrams. So Pasuk Ches, again, we just a very short Pasuk, Vayomot, the Malach measured, Es Ulam Hashar. Okay, we know what that is. The Ulam Hashar was, we learned yesterday, that's on the chamber, on this page, with only five illustrations, the first page from yesterday. You see on the top, Ulam Hashar, illustration 3. You see there's a number 13 from end to end, from left to right, it's 13. That little section there is called Ulam Hashar. And here it's something that is very bizarre. It says it was Konechot. It was one kone. Kone is 6 amos. The measuring rod was 6 amos. What does that mean? It's very mysterious because we know that we learned yesterday that the length from left to right was 13. From front to back was 10. 8 plus 2. Those round ovals, the elim are 2. And the span until you get there is 8. So it's going to be 10. The height we learned yesterday was 50. So what then does it mean here? It was 6. So the only thing left is the thickness of the walls. The thickness of the walls was 6, unlike the thickness of the walls of the Ta. The Ta on the outside, the perimeter, the thickness was 5 amos. The Ta was 6. But the thickness of these two walls that made up the Ulam Hashar on the left and the right was the thickness of one kana, which is six. This is the shita of Rashi. Let's first see the mitzudos pasuk across the class. Me'abayis written loymar ha'oymed bebefnim machalal ha'zareth. You're standing on the inside, like in picture number one. If you are standing on the inside, picture number one on that first page, and you're looking at the gate, at this elaborate gate, and you look at those round columns just covering the thickness of the wall, so it shows you in this illustration, the number six on the floor, the thickness of this wall was exactly six amos. Ashar, so this is really going to be like Rashi, Ashar, Eshetz V'ulam, Letzad Pnim Haisa B'Haisa, Bas Kon Echad, Uve midas kosle ulam, according to the measurements of the ches in the mitzudos me'abayis written lema oimei befnim achal bazara kon echad al oivei hachaimo yoimar, the thickness of the wall. Okay, that's very good because that's a good, it's going to be exactly mitzudos pasuk ches me'abayis means from the inside. You're standing on the inside of this chotzrach itzayna, and you're looking out and you're seeing these columns. And these columns have a thick, they're covering up the thickness of the wall. And the wall is how thick? So Rashi says, Kone echod, one measuring rod, and the measuring rod is six. Al oive hachaymo yoimar, we are referring to the thickness of the wall. Let's see Rashi right away. Pasuk ches, Vayomod es ulam hashar mehabayis. The malach measured the ulam habayis. What does it mean? What do you mean the ulam habayis? Ulam habayis, you would think, means the width, the length, the height, the span. No, it means, first of all, me'abayis means lifnim min hashar, on the inside of the entrance, after you get up the steps and you're inside. Kon echad, Rashi makes it very clear, even though it doesn't say what we're measuring, from the context it has to be the thickness of the walls. Oyvei choymas hayamin v'hasmol sheulam nochoin alehem, the ulam, this chamber is nochon, is leaning upon them, is, I guess it's standing upon them, whatever that means. I don't know what it means, adjacent to it. It's not really the way we would describe it, but nochon aleyam, adjacent, these walls that the ulam need in order that it should be a chamber, is exactly the thickness of the walls. The oyvei hachoyma is six amos. Radak? What?
Founded.
Okay, founded. But that's normally...
Which the whole was founded.
But that sounds like a foundation wall. These are not a foundation wall.
It's an arch. You have an arch.
All right, this is the mystery. It's a mystery. This is how he illustrates it in this picture. Rashi is saying a little bit more. Nochon appears to be a foundation, right? Isn't that what it means? But that's not what it means in this picture. In this picture, it means these are the adjacent walls. These are the walls to the left and the right of the Ulam Hashar. The walls have a thickness of six amos. Are these pictures really true to what Rashi meant to say? Who knows? Who knows? Okay, let's go. Even in the Sifsei Zekanim, you don't have this in your edition, I have in my edition, the Sifsei Zekanim, which parallels the Sifsei Chachomim in Chomish, and he writes over here, he picks up on the word nochon, and he says, Shehu'ulam nochon alayhem nira, the svirule shehu'ulam begova kemo aliyah. It's high. I don't even know what he means to say. He Rabbi Mecholi.
It's not being on a platform.
On a platform. So what does that mean? It means that there's another platform. It's not what they're illustrating here in this picture. In this picture, and the way he explains over here, in this book, when he takes the word pasuk ches kone echad, he doesn't even elaborate. He just says, Oyvei hakirois yihye sheish amos. That's it? Okay, that's fine. Let's do the Radak, just a glance over the Radak. Vayom mod es...
Could I just a thought?
Yeah.
It's on the Har Habayis.
Okay.
It's a mountain. The building or the outer walls were not necessarily...
flush with the ground.
Right.
Because there is the mountains are going up.
It appears from one side doesn't appear. It's a slope. So it appears to be more of a foundation than the actual wall, because from the outside the walls,
the mountain is going up. Okay, let us glance over the Radak in just a few words. Everyone says the same words, the thickness of the wall of the ulam, when you're looking at it from the inside, is koneh echad. Okay, next pasuk. Vayomot, pasuk test. Going further. Okay, there are two areas now. There are two handouts over here on the front table if anyone needs two handouts. Two handouts for illustrations. Two different pages. Okay, pasuk test. Vayomot, the malach is measuring es ulam hashar shmoine amos. Okay, so this we learned really yesterday, 8 amos, and we can see this, where we see the number 8 on the pictures that is shown here. The number 8 is probably obscured.
Walking up the steps.
Okay, no. Okay, it doesn't show it. This picture doesn't show it. I had yesterday.
On the second sheet,
page 3.
There is an 8.
Page 3, on page 3. There's a one that says page 3. See, this page says the number page 3. Okay, that's from yesterday. That's from y'all from yesterday. I didn't give it out. Correct. Okay. I didn't repeat that page because I had to take. So I don't want too many pages. No good. Right. So that was from yesterday. But we'll just look at this picture. Picture number 3. If you look at picture number 3, you see where it says Dula Mashar. Notice the wall. Right. It's 30 across, and it's a grand total of 10, but the 10 is comprised of two parts. 8 plus 2. The Elim are those two oval things on the very, very top. Those are the columns. Those had a thickness of 2 amos, and the remaining wall, the wall before it, had a length of 8. So 8 plus 2 equals 10. The Ulam Hashar was a grand total of 10, comprised of two different sections, 8 plus 2. And this pasuk says the Malach measured that area before you come to the columns. It was Shmoineh Amos, the Elav, and the two columns on the left and the right, they are Shtayim Amos, period. The Ulam Hashar Me Habayis, and this makes it clear that this chamber was on the inside. Make a mistake and think that the Ulam was on the outside of the entrance. Before you come into the area where the Ta'im were found. The Ulam Hashar, like in this picture, in picture number 3, for all the pictures, you have to go up the steps to come to the landing, to come to the section that we're calling the Ulam Hashar. It's on the inside. Let's see the Mitzvah's Pasuk Tes. Vayomot, Meshech Bilitase Lifnim. We're now describing the span inward, the Elav HaMezuzos. We call these columns the pillar, the posts. The columns serve as a mezuzah. I guess the door was attached to these elim. She'amdu b'roshei hakasalim nimshach b'litasim lefnim shtei amos. They extended 2 amos inward. Harei bein hakol, between everything, you have a total of 10. Avol roichav hamezuzos haya kon echad. The thickness. Okay, don't make a mistake. The thickness of the mezuzos, which mean the elim, like you see in the picture, was the same thickness as the wall, which is 6. Haya kane echad lechasas to cover ovi akosel v'im ki hayu agulim klapei shekadon elav. Even though they're round, so it's not perfectly round. It means they're oval. Mikol makom lo hayu b'merachok shave. It was not perfectly round. It was an oval. 6 long and 2 wide. Okay, the Ulam Hashar Me'abayis. Next is the Mitzudos. Lefish Ulam Hu Abayis Hashar. Now, in the Gemara, you always have this in the Gemara, Abayis Shar. It's all over Masechta Ervin. Abayis Shar. Where is Abayis Shar? Abayis Shar is always on the outside of the courtyard. That's where the Shomer sits. It's a booth. Like today, there are security booths. Wherever you go today, you have a security booth. And the Shomer is sitting in the security with a little hole for the air conditioner and is watching his radio, listening to his radio, and he has a little television there, they have internet. So you have a booth. The booth is always on the outside. So here Rashi is coming to explain this exactly. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that in time of the Beis HaMikdash, by Ashlishi, the booth is on the inside, not on the outside. The Darko Lios Michutz Lashar, normally it's meant to be on the outside. Like we're going to have other chambers in the Bayis Shlishi that are on the outside. Therefore, to make things very, very clear, it says here, this is unusual. This unusual is on the inside. Look at the Ulam Hazeh mul Ulam Chatzar HaPnimi. It was done like this in order that it should be opposite the chotzer apnimi, v'zehu devar noy upe'er. It's a architectural beauty. It's some design. It's a high tech design. Okay, it's a architecture always changes. V'kostlechu ulam hayu meshuchim mechalal hashar ama v'chetzi mizeh umizeh kinfresh b'ilam b'inan. The mitzvahs already is coming to make us aware that it was against the steps. If you look at picture number three, it looks very close to me. You have good eyes, you can see. You can't really see. It's not possible to see. But there's a little number there. It's 1.5. If the staircase is 10 and it's 13, so therefore it was indented in on each side 1.5 to give it a grand total of 13. Okay, let's go to Rashi now. Pasuk Tes. Long Rashi. Okay, a lot going on over here in this Rashi. Vayomod es ulam hashar shemoin amos meshech bilitasai lesoich ezras noshim. So we're calling this the ezras noshim. This whole area, when you walk into this, when you get past these mezuzos, you are now in the equivalent of the Ezras Noshim. There are three chambers. Okay, Dr. Fuchting, I explained to you correctly yesterday. There are three chambers. And let's go back to the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni is relatively much simpler than the Bayis Shlishi. You first come to the Harabayis, and then you come to the Chel, and then you come to the Koisel, going from the east, the opposite side of the Koisel Hamaravi. Come to Harabayis, you then go further up, you come to an area called the Chel, then you have just a few amas, you come to the Koisel of the Azara. When you walk into this gate, you're coming into the Ezras Noshim. Big, big open area. So it's almost as big as the base of the word called. Then all the way in front of you, you see those beautiful steps, 15 steps, round steps going up, and that takes you into the Ezras Koihanim. When you walk into the Azara, you have the first 11 amos is called the Ezras Koihanim, and then there were another two steps, and then you come into the Ezra. Ezras Yisrael. You go up the steps. When you come into Shar Niknor, the first 11 amos is the Ezras Yisrael. An ordinary Yisrael, as long as he is tahar, he is clean, is allowed to go into the Azara to watch the Kohanim do the Avoda in the last 11 Amos of the Azara called the Ezras Yisrael. If you're bringing a carbon, you go there. You go there. In fact, the truth is you're even allowed to go into the Ezras Kohanim when you need to do the Smicha. If you want to be a spectator and you want to see how the Kohanim do the Avoda, you can go. You can go. You go into the Ezra, you go into Harabayis, go to Mikvah, everything, you got Paraduma, you're completely tar, you come into the Ezras Noshim, then you go up the steps into the Ezras Koihanim, the Ezras Yisrael, and you have 11 Amos you can watch. After the 11 Amos, there are two steps, and you go into the Ezras Koihanim. Only Koihanim are allowed to be there. That's where everything, the Mizbeach was, that's where everything was. All the Avodah took place in that section. The truth is, whenever you brought a carbon, it appears you can go there as well. And it seems very clear from the Mishnah that on Erev Pesach, everyone went in there. Everyone went in there and they were all over the place. All over, they flooded the whole area, even behind the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was an empty spot. Because they were shechting the carbon Pesach, and they're doing the Avodah. And in fact, it says that the blood, there was so much blood from the Kabbanos, it was knee high. That's how much blood there was. In the Azar. So it says in the Mishnah, the whole question, the clothing gets dirty, it gets blood, there's a cold big the kahuna, we have to lift up the pants. If you lift up your
pants, and they didn't have some.
Well, the Kohanim had to lift up the pants, shouldn't get dirty, shouldn't get blood, but he lifted up. Okay, whatever it was. This is another discussion. So I just want to point out over here, that in the Bayis Shlishi, when you come in right now on the outside of the Ta is the Har Habayis. When you come into here, you're now coming into the Ezras Noshim. This is the way Rashi and the book is presenting it. I told you, you probably don't remember anyway, but I told you last way before differently, but let's forget what I said 2 days ago. Let's just focus on what it says here in this picture. around this area, there's another massive wall called the Wall of the Har Habayis. You go get past that. You're now coming into the wall of the wall, which is now the wall you're going to come into, the Ezras Noshim. Rashke Meshach, Ezras Noshim. It was how much? It was 8 Amos. Ve'elav, Kerem Chol, you have a good word for us there?
Yeah. Mezelin, which is an old French word for posts or pillars.
Pillars, I like that word. Kol Elim, Hamun Benin Hem Kemin Ilanois Agulim. They look like trees. Asuyin, rounded trees, rounded trees. Asuyin me avne gazis, not made from wood, made from stone, cut stone. V'oimdim bePesach echad yiminu v'yachad mismol b'mkoyim sipim, and they serve as a post, I guess, to which you attach a door. B'mkoyim mizuzos, in the place of having a post for the door. V'chein tirgim yonason v'yonuhu amos ha-sipim, this is in Yeshaya, that it shook, it says in the bias, in the Beis HaMikdash, the bias Rishon, the amos of the ha-sipim, here he says the same word, aleph yud lamed, elovos sipaya, the post of the foundation. It shook.
You have
Ilanos? Ilanos? No, I have Aleph Yud Lamed Vav of Saf. Sipaya. Okay, whatever it is. Okay. Ukruyin Elim. Why are they called Elim? So here we have a very good Rashi. Al Shem Igulon. Ko Elo Vicho Alon. Elim means round. The word Aleph Yud Lamed means rounded. Just like we have the word Ko Elo Vicho Alon. These are trees. And these trees are the hallmark, the primary characteristic of a tree is that it's what?
Like an oak tree.
Oak tree, and a tree is round. This is the Metzius, a tree is round, and if we're saying that's why it's called Aleph Yud Lam, that's very interesting because Aleph Yud Lam, it's also Ayil and Ayol. There are two different creatures. There is the Ayil. The Ayil is a behemoth. V'hine ayil, achar nechaz basfach bekarnov, and then there is the ayol. There is a wild animal, a chaya by the name ayol. The only difference is the yud. Is it a chirik, ayil, or is it a komatz? It's a very, very fascinating thing. How can we in the Torah? It's the only creature in the Torah that has exactly the same letters, when they're pronounced differently. One refers to a domesticated animal, which is brought as a carbon, and one refers to a wild animal. It's the only creature in the world. A chai and a behema. Okay, so this over here, so we'll say that not only do we have that, we have also, when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, we have these round columns, they're all over the place, all of the illustrations, and they're called by the same exact word, ayil. I don't know if it's ayil, ayol, ayil, but when you're the plural, we're adding a vav, we're adding a mem, and we're calling it the elav. Fine. Next, the oimdim. Okay, let's go further in the Rashi. It says the elav shtayim amos oivei igulon, the thickness of their roundness. The oimdim is seif chalal huulam.
They
diameter, and they stand. Correct, the diameter, diameter, and they stand at the end of the chalal hulam. Okay, this open area of this chamber called the ulam hashar. Devukim ze lekoisel yamin veze lekoisel small. They cleave, as you see in illustration number 3. You see how these elim, they are firmly attached to the edge of the wall. Nimsa belita suulam. When we calculate the extent, the distance of the extension of the walls plus the thickness of these elim, the elim shaloi eser amos ten amos l'soi chazara lifnim in hashar. It is a grand total of 10. 8 plus 2, it's a total of 10. Now v'ul mashar me'abayis. What does it mean when the pasuk says that ul mashar is me'abayis? L'fi she'ula me'shar ezras Yisrael hayu boltim u'mushuchim l'tzad hachutz. Now we need to see the big picture. If you look at, I don't know how that. Most of you just have page number 3. Look at page number 3. Look at number 6. Okay, look at number 6. Okay, it's a little hard, but you notice when you get to the center, right smack in the center, you see a wall, and you see three different gates. Three gates on three different sides. So those are replicas. Those are exactly the same thing as what we're learning, but the only difference is those gates go out. That Aksadra, you don't have this? Page 3. There's more page 3. There is more page 3. There has to be more page 3.
Here I have.
Here, on the bottom. Okay. Okay, does everyone have page 3? There's another page here called page 3. Okay, so if you look on where it says page 3, illustration number 6. In the center, you see a wall that goes on all four sides. Okay, and three of the sides, there is a gate, an elaborate gate. That's exactly what we're learning about. This gate appears all over the place. We're going into enormous detail because the details of this one gate here, which is being described in the entranceway to the Ezras Lashim, is all over the place. It's in the entranceway on the south, on the north. And then when you get into the center of this area, you're going to have three more of them. And the only difference is those three additional gates, instead of protruding, instead of them being on the inside, they are on the outside. So they match up one against the other. Okay, so this, so the effects, that's the Rashi over here mentioned here.
That's the only one we need.
From the
Kosel
Hamaravi, you did not enter.
From the Kosel, the Kosel Hamaravi is the Har HaBayis. Now, this is the actual Azara, which means I didn't explain this correctly when we started. When you look at picture number 6, okay, you see this structure. The wall on the outer side is the wall of the Azara, leading into the Ezras Lashem. In addition, further away, go outwards, is the wall of the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis. Okay, so that's
how... This had a uniform height.
Right, that's my mistake. Or at least, it's not a mistake because there are a lot of different opinions in this matter, but a way they're presenting in this picture is this had a uniform height of 50 amas. The wall, not like I told you yesterday. Okay, I clarified it yesterday. Yeah, because it's not necessarily wrong. There are different opinions in that matter. But we're going to learn now, be consistent with the parish that I was explaining over here. And the wall had a consistent height all the way around, 50 amos. 50 amos. Then go way, way out, further out, there's another massive wall that goes on all four sides over a much larger area. That's the wall of the Har HaBayis. And that wall is subject to discussion. What was the height of that wall? It was at least 6 amos tall. The question was, did that wall, was it only 6 amos on the east side? Or was it 6 amos on all four sides? Okay, but over here, in this image that we're looking at over here, there's a consistent height of 50 amos. We're describing the gate. This gate is, as the Pasuk says, Meha Boyis. Rashi makes the point because this is Meha Boyis. Leafuke, the other three entrances on the inside, they are Mechutz. They face outwards. So we have to understand that contrast. So it gets back to one more time. This is Rashi. V'ulam Hashar, the Dibur Hamaslan Rashi. V'ulam Hashar Mehabois. Lefish Ulamei Shar Ezras Yisroel. This whole area, when you come inside, is the Ezras Noshim. When you come into this gate, Ezras Noshim. When you get further into the next gate, you're coming into the Ezras Yisroel. And those gates went focused. They were directed towards the outside. Therefore, the Pasuk specifies, "Be'ulamei sha'arei Ezras Noshim." We're now entering into the Ezras Noshim. Shehem hayu mishuchim litzad pinim. The ulam hashar is on the inside. The sha'arei Ezras Noshim michuvanim. They are exactly parallel to kineged sha'arei Ezras Yisrael. In picture number 6, you see, you look at even the arrow. That arrow is just trying to show you something else, but that arrow, you see it's right opposite one, each one keneged zeh. Nimsa ulam keneged ulam udvar noy hu zeh. And this brings out the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see the Radak, just a glance over the Radak. Maybe we'll find some hidden gems. In the Radak, Pasuk Tes, Vayom mod es ulam hashar shmon amos. She nimshach klape pnim shon amos. Fine. The elov shtayim amos. Mezuzos haulam mebifnim hayu shtayim amos. Meshuchim klape pnim, the thickness of the of the Elim was to Ulma Shami Abois, Mibufnim Kitaguma Milogov on the inside, Hutrak Lemazek is short Ulom who Kutz Lashar. The other ones that we're going to learn about, they were on the outside. Vuhu Shekoidin Beishar. This is called in Chazal a base shar. Like in Mesech the Erevin, V'chein hoi ulam ha'echa mibuchutz, ulefichoch omar ki ze ulam hashar mibifnim hoi. Typically, the base shar is on the outside. This is unique, and that is on the inside. Okay, let's now go to the next pas, pasig yud. Now we're going back, now here we're going back, back and forth. We're now going to the gate, the toim. Okay, so the toim, we're going to the outside. The six toim. And by the way, you can see the six toim on page 3. Look at illustration number 6, and you see those two boxes on the extreme on the outside of the wall. You see a little by the Mizrach and the Doroim, and there's another one on the Tzafayin. And if you look very carefully, you see there are six dots. There are two little structures, and in those two little things, there are little six dots, three and three. Those are the Toim, and now we're coming back to describe the Toim in much more detail. V'so'ei hashar. Derech HaKodim, Pasuk Yud, these chambers of the gate, as you walk inside, now Kodim means on the east. We're focusing now on the east. Shloisha mipo u'shloisha mipo, mido achas lishloshtam. They all have the same dimensions. U'mido achas. Now here's what's so difficult. Now we're jumping to the other extreme. And there's one mido, lo elim mipo u'mipo. See, that's what makes it so difficult. Architecture, you have to stay focused. We're going from one extreme to the other extreme. We're contrasting the ta'im on the outside versus the columns on the inside. These are the two extremes. These are the two extremes of the gate. The outside, we have six ta'im, two little boxes. And on the inside, there are two massive columns which go all the way up to a height of 60. Each one was identical to the other. Let's see the Mitzudos Pasuk Yud. V'so'ei hashar, mispar to'ei hashar, ha'imdim bepas mizrach ha'yushloisha, there were three. Mishar, me'ashar mizeh, u'shloisha mizeh, l'shloshtam, l'shloisha ha'to'im, shemizeh u'mizeh. They were exactly the same. Exactly, they're twins. Lo'elim, and likewise on the inside of the gate, the two massive columns, l'mizuzos hato'im sh'omdu b'pischehem mizeh u'mizeh, they are identical one to the other.
Is the Mitzvah saying the same thing? That also he says,
oh, you're right, I didn't pay attention. You're right. So he says, l'mizuzos, you're right. So you see over here, that the Mitzvah, we're just going to run over the Mitzudos because we're not going to go into too many details. It seems it could very well be the Mitzudos saying something entirely different. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Yud. Okay, we'll have to clarify if Rashi, what this means. Rashi Pasuk Yud says, V'so'ei hashar hazeh, these chambers of this gate, asher derech hakodim, shebekoisel mizrachi shel ezras nashim, on the east gate. We're focusing here on the east gate. Shloisha hayu mipo, shloisha hayu mipo, shloisha ladarom v'shloisha latzafon, smuchim l'koisel ezras nashim, attached to the ezras nashim, upneihem l'har habayis, and the outside was facing the har habayis. One end was attached to the wall, and the other end was facing the har habayis. Umidas chalalon v'koisel hamafsik bin kol echad perush l'malu. We already explained the dimensions. Inside was a square of 6 amos by 6 amos, and in between one room and the next room was a wall that was thick, exactly 5 amos, and going outwards was 5 amos, and going inward was 5 amos. Umida achas lo elim. So here Rashi makes it very clear, not like the Mitzudos. You see here Rashi makes it extremely clear. And the measurement, achas lo'elim, ho'asuyin l'sipei ho'ulam mibifnim. Okay, so Rabbi Nechemiah is making a very good point, showing you that obviously the Mitzudos David had a different interpretation. This picture would be very different. So over here Rashi makes it very clear that when it says here at the end of the pasuk, there was one mid-lo'elim that refers to what we just mentioned in the previous pasuk, those two massive columns on the inside. You just look at the Mitzudos again, just to bring out that point, how he differs, and he says He says lo elim limizuzos hatoim, not of the not the, the posts of the Torah, not of the shar, the ulam hashar. Obviously, there's a difference. We're going to focus here on Rashi. Next, mipo mipo, miminu small, midason shtayim amos. Their midu was exactly 2 amos. He's not discussing the height; he's discussing their length or their thickness. It was 2 amos. Let's glance over the mitzudos. Pasuk yud v'to toya shar derech hakadim lufi shachoyu smuchim l'shari zeh mizrochim smachem lo. Since we're describing the east gate, so we attach this pasuk here. V'yamar toya hashar derech hakadim hashar shadakol l'mizroch on the east gate. Shloisha pesach mipo, shloisha midorom hashar u'shloisha mitzufaynoi lo elim eli ha'ulam. Okay, so he learns like Rashi. The eli ha'ulam shezochar oy, or he likes the mitzudos. So the Radak seems to be going and saying, what does this pasuk refer to? Maybe it's like Rashi, maybe it's like the mitzudos. What exactly does these posts, what are we referring to? Mipo, mipo, mitzafen, midarom, kol mipo, b'pasuk ze, kisivin behei, u'mipo, b'soif ha'pasuk siv bevav. He points out a grammatical point. Notice, mipo, mipo, the first time it says po with a hey, and the second time it says po with a vav. Why is that? I don't know, but that is a style of writing, mipo umipo. You can spell the word po either way. Okay, now we go to pasuk yud aleph. Next measurement, vayomad esreichav pesach hashar eser amos. He measured the width of the pesach hashar 10 amos. That means the staircase. Okay, the pesach hashar seemingly is not the shar itself. We go back to picture number 13. Page number, the first page, the one that does not say page 3. And look at illustration number 3. And you see on the very, very top, the ulam hashar 13. And below it says 10. That's the staircase. That's the staircase. That's called the pesach. The entranceway had a width from left to right of exactly 10. And orech hashar, and the length of the shar, which means the ulam hashar, the actual chamber itself, was shloish esh amos, was 13. So it went in, it was indented in 1.5 amos on each side. Let's see the mitzvah yud aleph. Es roichav hu roichav chalal pesach hashar mi mezuzah le mezuzah. Orech hashar, the mezuzah says, hu hechol shabem kosli ulam hashar. So he's asking a very fundamental question. Okay, he's asking a very good question. This is what makes this psukim extremely complex. The number 10 and the number 13 in illustration number 3 are describing exactly the same area, length left to right. So you should be consistent. Either call it the length or call it the width. Don't call one the length, and don't call the other the width. That's exactly what the pasuk does. Look what it says in the pasuk itself. It says, "Vayomnes rocha pesach hashar eser amos," and then it says the oirech, not the oirech, the oirech hashar above it was shloish esrei amos. So what's going on here? We hear. How can you flip around the words? Something to me does not make sense. So obviously Rashi is saying quite a mouthful, and the mitzudos, no, don't worry. Don't worry, don't confuse me with the facts. Just keep it the way we want it, and we'll manipulate the translation of the word oirach and roichav. It's all relative to something else. Okay, so the ein litzmoya, the mitzudos in the parenthesis says, don't be surprised. Al shekori lechlala pesach b'loshin roichav lechlala ulam kori b'loshin oirach. Ki klapesh, why? Ki klapesh shekori be'inyin l'goiva hashar b'loshin oirach. Since in a few moments we're going to describe the height of the gate, and when we describe the height, we use the word oirech. Therefore, roi imkein lekro me'asaf le'asaf loshen roichav. Avle ulam haloi meshech hablita lefnim hoya asara amos ubein hakasolim yud gimel amos v'hayaseh mida roi lekroi b'loshen oirech. But when it comes to the ulam, since it's now relative to what was before it, before it was only 10, now it's 13, so therefore it's right to call the additional the oirech. So what he's saying here is that the word roichav and oirech is relative to other calculations. Being that in the psukim before we said that the staircase was a height there was a height of 50 amos. So therefore, since the height is called the length, therefore we call from left to right the width. And when we describe the number 13, since the number 13 is adjacent to the staircase, and the staircase was only from left to right was only 10, and now we're expanding a little bit more, an arm and a half on the left, an arm and a half on the right. So when you expand distance, that relative to what is smaller is length. Normally width is smaller, length is longer. So since it's 13 relative to 10, the word length is the appropriate word. The words length and right do not refer to a specific dimension. It refers to, it's all relative to what, to something else of the two sides, or the form of contrast. Wherever you're contrasting this number 2, I'm contrasting the number 13 to the number 10, the 13 is going to be called length. The number 10 is being contrasted to the number 50, the height of the post, and the number 10 is smaller than number 50, so we call it the width. Not like we have been trained. We have been trained that width and length are standard terms relative to distance. Whatever. Standard measurements. That's not what it means in Tanakh. It means it's relative to another number, and the smaller of the two is the width, and the larger of the two is the length, and smaller and larger are relative to what we are comparing it to, not necessarily in the same room by the same room itself. It's a very good Radak. He really hits the nail on the head of Rebbe Matsudos, and really, he says quite a bit. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi Yud Aleph. Roicha Pesach Hashar. Roicha Chalala Pesach. The width of the open space of the Pesach, from left to right. V'chein Sheninu Kol HaPesachim Rochban Eser Amos. So Rashi over here is coming to contrast this with the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Sheni, all of the entrances were 10 amos, were 10 amos wide. Okay, so not all of them, I guess all of them. So just like in the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, everything was 10 amos wide. Here as well, the staircase, which serves as the opening into the Ulam HaShar, was exactly 10 amos wide. Orech HaShar, now we go into the Ulam. Now this is a little bit misleading. Hu chalal ulam hashar min hatzafon laderam. The gate is a code word for the ulam hashar, not just the gate itself. And it was a length of 13, shloish esrei amos, eser 10 keneged chalal pesach, corresponding opposite the staircase. The amo v'chetzi lekan. An amo and a half additional on each side. V'al tisma. Here he has the same question that the mitzvos asked. The altisma shechaitzel apesach koreyu roichav, the eitzel chalal ulam koreyu orech shapesach. The answer is it's relative. Shapesach, the staircase that was the 10 wide, goivhoy hu leorkoy, its height was along its length. The horoichav misaf el saf. We're calling its length its height, something along those lines. Therefore, when we go from left to right, that becomes its width. The ha'ulam, but the ulam, lefi shemeshech belitas chalolay min ha'mishuch lemar pochos min midas chalolay min tzofen l'darayim. When it comes to the ulam, because that's belita, it's chalolay from the east, lemarav is less. He has a different interpretation. It was 10. The Rashi is giving us a different translation, different understanding why it's called length. What is Rashi saying? That What is the span of the ulam? 8 plus 2 for a total of 10. What is from left to right? 13. So what's larger? 13 or 10? 13. So larger is always the length. That's not what the Mitsudo said. The Mitsudo said the reason why it says 13 is because 13 relative to the to 13 relative to what came before it. What came before it? Yeah. The staircase, 10. Now we're jutting out 1.5 more on each side. So 13 relative to what came before it, it's called length. Rashi is different. Rashi is saying, forget about the staircase that came before it. Let's focus on this chamber itself. What are the dimensions of this chamber itself? It's 10 one way, and it's 13 the other way. Therefore, 13 is larger than 10. That's why 13 is called the length. Very simple. Because the length is only 10, and from left to right it's going to be 13. Here's 8. I told you it's 10 because it's 8 plus 2. Look at what it says in Melachim, in the Mishkan. He's calling over here, Bimashkina means in the Bayis Rishon. Rashi likes to jump around a lot. He jumps to the Bayis Sheni when it's convenient, and when it's convenient, he jumps to the Bayis Rishon. It says in Sefer Melachim, V'chu Ulam, Al Pnehech Labayis, it was Eshrim Amo Orkoi, it was 20 Amos Orko, Al Pnei Roichav Habayis, along the width of the Bayis. So there we have the word 20, and it says length. Nimsa Minat Safon Ladam Kor Lehechol Roichav, when you go from left to right, when you go from left to right, it's called, you're called Roichav. Ulam, that's the Bayis, but the Ulam means the entranceway, the chamber, Korui Oirech. Why? So in a nutshell, the thing over there is that in the Bayis Rishon, after you come into the Ulam, you come into the massive section. It's a very large area. The Heichal itself is there. The dimensions are the opposite. What's larger and what's smaller is an opposite. Is the opposite. In location relative to the ulam, the chamber that leads into that area, where the dimensions of what's larger and smaller are the other way around. Therefore, we reverse the terms in the ulam relative to the terms of the heichal, because the rule of thumb is you have a room, and the room has two different dimensions. There's a difference between one direction and the other direction. The direction that is smaller is called the roichav. The direction that's larger is called the Oirech. So here as well, in this Ulam Hashar, it's 13 in one way, it's 8/10 in the other direction. So therefore we're going to call the 13 the length relative to the 8, which will be its width. And don't confuse me with the case of the entranceway, the Pesach Hashar, where we call it its width. That's called its width because there's the other dimension that is significant is the height, and that's 50. That's the larger number. So therefore, when we go from one into the other, we'll call it the width. All right. So that leaves off that this idea. Let's just glance through the Radak. See, maybe we'll find it in the Radak pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomod the Malach measure Pesach Hashar Hamezuzos Haskupois the Pesach Kol Kuloi Korushar. So we have over here a nice new Yisoid. There are three different terms, vocabulary words, which are all incorporated in the conglomerate called the Shar. What is the Shar? We like to translate the Shar as the gate. In the Gemara, Shar always means Sanhedrin. The Gemara likes to say that's what it means in the Pasuk, last week's Parsha. But also, Yivimtoi El Hashara. She goes to the gate. Where does she go? She goes to Bezdin. And there's machlokes, whose bezin do you go to? You go to my rabbi, or do you go to your husband's rabbi? Where do you do the chalitza ceremony? The gate always means Sanhedrin. But it's not what it means here. The word shavi here means it's a conglomerate of three things. The mezuzos, the vertical posts, haskupos, the haskupos means the threshold, the horizontal space, the hapesach, and the actual door, the actual entranceway, what we call the shar, that is all built, all part of the term kuloi, all three together karui shar. Therefore, when we say over here shar, we're really referring to the entire chamber, as it says in the illustration, the shulam hashar. We all call shavi omar masha pas pasuch bo levad karui pesach. We start the pas, we call it pesach v'yomar v'shulchavei shol pesachoi esra amos v'loi siber gavoi, and we don't describe its height. That roichav we're calling the oirech bezochoy midas hashar misaf el saf ki hamida yisrael nikro oirech. Okay, so I'm not going to, I don't even know what it means. Let's not spend too much time on this. We get too bogged down. I'm just going to run through this very quickly. So the Zohar says very quickly. Sheino Emer Elal Masha Pesuch Shabashav Hu Anikra Pesach Avarech Nichlal Midas Hasibim Midas Hasibim Maybe Yeretzoni Shemes She Amos. He's saying over here a whole new calculation of 12 Amos. Where is he getting 12 Amos? I don't know. Ki Al Asaf Rechboi Kon Echot Sheish Amos Ubein Saf L'Saf Ama Achas Kinei Shlosh Eshe Amos 13 V'raj Zal Perish Oich HaShach La'ulam Mishar 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 Mishar. Okay, let's leave this. It's going to be too confusing. I don't want to get into this. I don't know. He's making obviously new calculations, which is confusing enough. It's confusing enough. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Ugvul. Gvul is a hard word. What is the gvul? Gvul means the extra open area. Now, to understand this, look at picture number 4, or really picture number 3. So picture number 3, you see it says underneath number 10, there's 13, 10, and then there is 15. So 15 is more than 13 by 2. Another amma and a half. The extra amma and a half is called the gvul, the boundary. Okay, that is how we're going to learn Shah in this pasuk. Very, very, very difficult words. Ugvul, the extra space, lifnei ha-to'os, that is before the ta'. This extra space is relative to the space in the Ulam Hashar. Ulam Hashar is only 13. And now in front of the Tah, it's 15. So the extra space relative to the Ulam Hashar is called the Gvul. It's going to be Amma Echos. One additional Amma. So 13 on each side. Then our pasuk explains. And there's going to be another amma on the other side. Okay, so it says there too. There's a gvul on the left and a gvul on the right. V'hata sheish amos mipo, v'sheish amos mipo, and the ta is going to be six amos. Now this is a little bit confusing. It's going to then be from the inside. Now this really gets confusing.
This is the dimensions of the tub.
No, that's not what it means, because that we already said two times. It cannot mean that. So here, let me try to explain it in words. It's a little bit confusing. Unfortunately, there is no arrow here to explain. That's later. We'll come to 25 later on. Now let me explain what this means, at least according to what it says over here in this Tower of Advice. When it says over here six, it means as follows. Right? It means from the inside of the Ulam Hashar, go to the Ulam Hashar, I'm already getting confused, to the Ta. It's exactly six, because the thickness of the wall, we learned this before, was six. We really learned this before, so it's repeating. Let me give me one moment. Let me just read it for you, this Pasuk. Pasuk, your days, how we say it here.
So there's an alignment between the end of the wall, that's the Ulam Hashar, and
the wall of the Tah, which is going to be six. Why is it going to be six? Because first of all, the wall itself is six amos thick. But the point we want to make, this is what it's trying to do, the point we make is forget about the wall being six. I'm adding now another amma in the between the Tahs that is not in the Ulam Hashar. The Ulam Hashar is only 13. Between the Tahs are 15. So that means from the edge of the Tah itself, the wall is only 5, but because I'm giving you an additional amma, if you then additional amma, it would come out and it's going to be 6 when you come into the Ulam Hashar. I'm not being clear. Let me read you what it says over here in this.
It does not. It adds up to 5, which is correct, 5.
It adds up to 5, you see on the picture. Picture number 3, illustration number 3. You see that the thickness of the wall in front of the Ta is 5.
Yeah.
But there's another amma to make it flush with the Ulam Hashar.
Yeah, so
because the distance between the open space between the Ta's is 15. The distance, the length of the Ulam Hashar is 13. And that's what this Pasuk taught us. It taught us about the Gevul. the gevul is one amma mikan, one amma mikan. When we take the gevul and we add the gevul to the thickness of the wall of the tar, it's 5 plus 1, 6. So then when you would draw a vertical line going up, you would be flush with the entranceway to the ulama in the ulama shar. It's exactly what it means. From the ulama shar until the tar is exactly 6 amos. Now that I have taught you that there's going to be an additional amma of space for the gvul. The ulam ashar is only 13, and the gap between one ta and the other ta is 15. So I'm giving you a gvul of one amma on the left, one amma on the right, and we know from the beginning of the perek the thickness of the wall of the ta is 5. So 5 plus 1 is 6. So that six would be exactly bring you flush into the beginning of the wall of the ulam hashar. Now let me read you what it says over here. You don't have this. I'm reading you from a commentary, how he explains it. You don't have. Let me just read you how he says it. I'll read it slowly. Vehata sheish amos mipo. That's what it says in the pasuk. He explains hamerchok, the gap shebein kutsa chalal hu ulam, the edge of the open space of the ulam. Okay, so you have the ulam ashar. Go to the very, very end. Litchilas, to the beginning. Chalal hata harishain, to the open space of the first ta. Yiyeh shesh amos, will thus be exactly 6 amos. Now, why is that so? V'zemipnei, shakir hachitzayni shel hata harishain, yiyeh b'oyvei 5 amos. Because we learned that the thickness of the wall is exactly 5, and we're now giving you one additional amma, what's called the gevul, 5 plus 1 equals 6. And then it says the sheish amos mipo, and you're going to have the same exact 6 amos mipo. V'chmo kein b'tzad hasheni yechalal hatoa merachok mikotzech ula b'sheish amos. Okay. Then he summarizes. You don't have this. Hakosuf bo lehashmienu. The pasuk here is coming to teach us. Shehakir hachitzoin shel hatoim yiyeh bo'ovi 5 amos. It's exactly 5 amos thick, so it seems it never taught us this yet. I mean, this is where we learned this concept from. So he's telling us over here that until this point in time, we took it as the given that the thickness of the wall was 5 amos. It did not say that anywhere. All we learned until this point in time was that the Torah itself had the dimensions of 6 by 6. We never learned clearly the thickness of the wall between one Torah and the next Torah. Here is where the Pasuk is teaching us that the thickness is exactly 5. How do we know it's 5?
Well, because we sort of have now. We had before.
What did it say?
It says, Uvein Hatoim Chamesh Amos.
Oh, it did say, between the ta'im, but did not say the edge. So we learned in the beginning, in between one ta'im and the next is 5, but here it's teaching us that the edge, on the end of the very first ta'im, is also going to be 5, and that's how we get the numbers.
We know it was 6, the wall was 6, right?
No, the wall was 5. That's
what, the wall,
which wall? The wall of the ulam ashar.
Not the wall, the wall around to the left and to the right.
No, that's a different wall. That's the wall of Har Habayis. That was the wall of the Har Habayis. A different wall. I told you today I made a mistake when I explained them 2 days ago. That wall that we said was 6 by 6, so 6 high and 6 wide, that's the wall of the Har Habayis.
Right.
This
connected
is
to the Shal.
No, it did not. It did not. It was much, much further away. It did not connect to the Shal. I'll show you the picture of it later on. According to
you
this,
mean the first picture's wrong?
No, the no pictures are wrong.
Is the Azara.
This is the wall of the Azara. When we start in the beginning of the paragraph, it says that there was a wall that was 6, that was 2 days ago. I'll show you that picture later on. Maybe we'll come back to that another point in time. But right now, let's just focus on what we have over here. The pasuk over here is coming to teach us a yesod, that the left, the thickness of the wall from when you come into this gate to the first ta is exactly 5 amos thick. This is something that we did not yet learn. We only learned in the beginning of the perek that the gap between one ta and the next ta and the next ta was 5 amos. But we do not know the thickness of the wall to the exterior wall, how thick it was. And here he's telling us it's 5 amos, and we derived that by learning that the Ulam HaShar had a length of 13, and the opening when you come in between the ta's was 15, which means that we have an additional amo on each side, which the pasuk is calling the Gevul. So that takes us from 13 to 15. 13 and 1 plus 1 and 1 is 15. Thus, if the ta, and now it tells us that if you want to know where the opening of the ta ends to where the opening of the Ulam HaShar begins, if you would draw a vertical line, it will be exactly 6. So if we know that there's a gavul of 1, and we have to figure out 6, so 6 minus 1 is 5, we automatically derive the thickness of the wall is exactly 5. This is what it says here in the pasuk. Now let's read the portion quickly, so we'll finish up with this. Let's just see the Mitzudos pasuk Yud Beis. The Mitzudos David Yud Beis says Ugvol. Okay, there's going to be a lot of people. We're not going to really have time to do this. Maybe in fact it's very late. Maybe we should leave this for tomorrow because we have to go through everything. So we'll go over this pasuk tomorrow.